What's going on, brothers? Islamic Terry with a name. Got an interview for you. As you're entitled, Fingers to Oblivion, Part 11. Here goes. So, we all know that we live in a gynocentric twilight zone, right? We all know that. We know that in this civilization, up is down, down is up. If you exercise, you're fatphobic. And apparently, this one slipped my radar. I didn't figure this out until it's about a week ago. So apparently, if you're into dieting, if you are into diet culture, apparently that's toxic. So let me break this down for you. According to these ditch pigs, according to these musty ham beasts and these obese tree stumps who don't know their ass from a hole in the wall. If you exercise, you're fatphobic. And if you diet, you are toxic. In other words, being healthy is toxic, according to them. This right here goes back to what the book of Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 mentioned when he said, "Woe unto them who call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Translation: woe to them who call masculinity toxic, who say that your nature is somehow evil and that their nature is good, even though femininity equals chaos and masculinity equals order. We live in a gossip twilight zone. Things are fading. They're going to wax worse and worse. And we owe it to ourselves to keep our head on the swivel, make sure like we're getting perfected. I mean, I don't really see how getting in shape and staying healthy is toxic or fatphobic. If you do not exercise, you will weaken your immune system. You will make your life miserable. I mean, these individuals who are quick to call masculinity toxic, call exercising fatphobic, and say that being healthy is toxic, these individuals are fundamentally broken. They're pitiful individuals. But they try to spoon feed us this horse shit and tell us it's the right thing to do. You should persevere to become more like them. And I'm not going to do that. No sane man worth his salt will ever do this, because they understand that these individuals who preach this bullshit, all they're doing is spoon feeding themselves destruction. Because these individuals are miserable. That's what they're pushing on to men. That's what they're pushing on to the youth. That's what they're pushing on to the masses when they run to social media and push this hogwash. I could see if you're north of 300 pounds, you're trying to lose weight. I mean, yeah, it's going to be an uphill battle, but it can be done. Hell, I wasn't the most athletic guy in school. I used to be 300 pounds. I'm down to like 285 in my adulthood right now. I'm in my mid-30s. I'm in the gym 3 days a week. I take my multivitamins. I take my natural remedies. I take my olive leaf extract. And I'm friends with a professional bodybuilder. Every now and then, he'll share tips with me. I had to keep my body healthy and in shape. I'm doing this for my health, but somehow I'm fatphobic. Somehow being healthy is toxic. So let me ask you this. If being healthy is toxic, if being masculine is toxic, if exercising is fatphobic, if all these things are so inherently evil and so bad, then what the fuck is good to these individuals who push this shit? Huh? What is good? What is wholesome to them? Huh? Chop off your plumbing? Dying a slow and painful death because of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, kidney failure? What's good to them? These individuals are reprobates. They're maggots. They are the trash of humanity. And their actions reflect their character. These individuals are not to be listened to. A lot of them right now are on social media and are angry because they're being blocked, ignored, and ghosted. I say, good. That's what they deserve because, for one thing, the reason why they're being ignored is because they're too fucking stupid to be listened to. Some countries have it worse than others. Hell, look at Scotland. For you brothers out there who don't know, Scotland has left the building. They want to drive up convictions. And they're willing to do it by any means necessary. So, if you live over there in Scotland, get out. I get the distinct feeling that the rest of Airstrip 1 is going to probably follow suit. Because we know who is in charge over there. And I'm going to say this, since things aren't really fading to oblivion. Understand that the demented creatures in a high place and those monsters that work for them, they're going to lose WWE3. You hear? They're going to lose everything. They will try desperately to keep what they have stolen, but they will lose everything. They're going to implement a few policies that will backfire, cause them to stumble, hit their head, and they will lose everything. One nation will rise against another nation. And eventually, those arrows and those fire serpents will start flying. Well, today we don't call them arrows and fire serpents. Today we call them missiles. And those missiles deliver a payload that can cause massive damage. Some of them thermonuclear. Fill in the blanks. Mm-hmm. But yeah, understand something, brothers. Those who say that our nature is toxic, those who say that being healthy is toxic, those who claim that you being militant about your health and well-being is fatphobic, these individuals, they're losing. Nobody wants to listen to their ugly song anymore. And that's what they deserve, to be blocked, ignored, and ghosted. They did it to themselves. Mm-hmm. But it's not what I think. How about you, brothers? What are your thoughts on the subject? Let me hear about the comment section. Mm-hmm. If you'd like the badass scenery, like the verbal karate, feel free to subscribe. And that, one last thing, brothers, before I conclude. That notion by that one grifter that the red pill needs to be reset, I'm going to tear that shit to hell in a future video, so sit tight. That's coming down the pipe. Mm-hmm. All right, brothers, you know the drill, you know the routine. Go your own way, live your own way. SYSBM. As for these ditch pigs, these tree stumps, and these walking trash cans who say that your nature is toxic and that somehow you staying healthy is toxic, give them nothing. This is Nick Tal PSC. Welcome to Stipe. See you soon.